Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you seen these dry, itchy, scaly patches on your child? Do they have them on their knuckles or their shoulders or in their legs? Well, I know mine does, and I'm sure plenty of yours out there do. So we're talking about eczema. My guest is Dr. Jennifer Kim. She's assistant professor of pediatrics in the Division of Pediatric Allergy and Immunology at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine. Dr. Kim, tell us about eczema. First, what is it exactly? And do kids ever outgrow it?
Thanks for having me. Well, yes, kids outgrow it. Most of them do outgrow it by the time they're school age. But eczema is a chronic, recurrent condition characterized by red, itchy, sometimes oozing, often dry patches that come and go over time.
Okay, so they do outgrow it, and they're these patches of skin. So first of all, you start noticing these dry patches, and the first thing you do is you go for the pink cream, the baby cream, whatever it is. You know, it's pink, but I don't know how much it really does. And you start putting cream because you think, oh, it's just dry skin. When do you actually go see your pediatrician or a dermatologist about this?
Well, generally, itch is one of the hallmark features of this. And so generally, the baby is very uncomfortable, rubbing their face against the parent's clothing, rubbing their legs together, scratching themselves or pinching themselves as best they can. So generally, the level of discomfort would be a sign to seek medical attention.
Okay, so what can we try on our own? You know, creams, steroid creams, do we try baths, warm water, less showers? Give us the rundown on what you do for eczema.
So the main, there's like a four-pronged approach. So the first is moisturization. We generally, that's the very first thing to do. And that includes making sure the child has a good moisturizer. Creams and ointments are preferable over the lotion. So what I tell my patients is if it slips through your fingers, if it runs through your fingers, it's too thin. You want something that you can get out of a tub. So something like Vaseline petroleum jelly or a thicker cream would be preferable. And I would do that at least twice a day, once after the bath, and certainly more often as necessary. Some kids get lubed up with every diaper change. I do recommend daily bathing. Now, bathing in itself does dry out the skin, but not if you seal in that moisture with a good emollient or moisturizers, so things that I just talked about.
Okay, so and then you said the four prongs, so the moisturizing.
So moisturizing is one. Two is anti-inflammatory. So basically what eczema is a little, like, somewhat likened to a fire of the skin, and you want to get that fire out. And so usually for most children, something mild like over-the-counter hydrocortisone or topical steroid is enough to get that fire out. But for some children who have more moderate to severe eczema, you're going to need a larger spray of water to get that fire out, like a stronger type topical steroid. And there is a lot of concern about topical steroids and use in children. The side effects occur if you're using them continuously without any breaks, or for long periods of time persistently. So for an acute exacerbation, for a flare of the eczema, if you use it appropriately, it is very, very safe.
So I was told to take that steroid cream, like, you know, little cortisone, little Cordate or hydrocortisone or whatever, and mix it with the lotion, like the Cetaphil that you were talking, or Aquaphor, you know, something thick that you're talking about out of a tub or something, and put that on. Is it okay to mix those a little bit?
Absolutely. And often, I mean, that is basically you're just pre-mixing what someone else would do by putting on the topical steroid and then putting on the moisturizer. And so either way, you're getting a similar effect. You know, perhaps you're diluting your topical steroid a bit by mixing it in that fashion, definitely only use the topical steroid to the affected areas. The other parts of skin, just moisturize. But all skin, the whole body should be moisturized at least twice a day, every day.
Okay, so we've got our moisturizers, our anti-inflammatories, and what's next?
So 3 and 4 are anti-itch and anti-infection. So like I said, itch is the hallmark of this disease. And unfortunately, there is this vicious cycle, the itch, scratch, itch cycle. And some people call eczema the itch that rashes, because sometimes the itching itself can induce a flare, trauma to the skin. So trying to control that, usually with sedating antihistamines like diphenhydramine or Benadryl, especially before bedtime, can help reduce that itch. Oatmeal baths, cool compresses are other ways to help that as well.
Now, oatmeal bath, well, you mentioned oatmeal bath. What about a bleach bath?
Bleach baths are great, too, and that actually goes perfectly with our fourth prong, which is the antibiotics or anti-infection. And so bleach baths have been shown to reduce the amount of bacteria that are on the skin. We all have bacteria on the skin. However, kids with eczema, people with eczema, tend to have more bacteria, even on unaffected skin. So even on the areas of skin that are not immediately flared with eczema. So because of that, and generally the bacteria is staph, and so the bleach bath is a non-medication way of trying to decrease this staph load on the skin. And so that actually can help tremendously for some patients.
Now, what about some sort of home remedies or alternative treatments? I've heard about fish oil, you know, to saturate and kind of help from the inside out, or probiotics, because some people have likened eczema towards the autoimmune disease sort of area. So is this true?
It is an immune mediated disease. I wouldn't call it autoimmune, but, you know, we don't know exactly what the trigger is, but we all, so fish oils and probiotics, there are some weak results from some studies. It's not going to be the magic bullet. I tell people, if you want to, that's fine, but it likely will not create a huge difference in the patient's skin. But also remember, eczema is a problem of the actual skin barrier. So the ability of the skin to hold in moisture and keep out bacteria is weaker. So it's like the mortar of the bricks is just not as strong in the skin of people who have eczema. And that's why we have to do all this extra work to try to bolster that barrier.
Okay, so in the last minute, wrap it up for us, Dr. Kim. Eczema, will our kids outgrow it, and your basic best advice for treatment?
There is no cure. The good news is most kids do outgrow it. There is no easy answer, but we have good ways to make it better. So think the four-pronged approach: moisturization, anti-inflammatory, anti-itch, and antibiotics or antibacterial. We want to reduce the load of the bacteria on the skin. And if you do all of those things all at the same time, you're going to get great control.
And that's the way that we parents can deal with eczema. And if you, like me, have children with this, you know it can really, it gets worse in the winter. You know it can really aggravate your child. It can affect how they feel about clothes, touching it, and going out in the summer if it's showing. So these are some great tips that you can use, this four-pronged approach, to help you deal with your child's eczema. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Thank you so much, Dr. Jennifer Kim, and I hope that you all have a great day and stay well.